natural principles to your life. You will enjoy a greater degree of... Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again. Today we are joined by Bruce Toppin of Garden of Life. We'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program, Bruce.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to great discussion on calcium. Bruce, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm a kid who grew up in the vitamin industry. My parents ran a chain of stores, so I was one of the kids that basically was taking the untradeable lunch to school all through the 80s, you know, long before carob and tofu had ever been endorsed by celebrities.
Wow.
But I've had a lot of time to read about calcium and bone mineral density testing and DEXA scans, and now I work for one of the biggest vitamin companies in the world, and I get to tour the facilities where we make these vitamins, and I learn a lot about the experts who formulate and all the science behind it. So I'm just a kid in a candy store, and I get to fly around the country doing lectures, and it's a dream job for me.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Sounds great. You know, everybody hear about calcium, and a lot of people have issues with bone mineral loss. What's actually going on here with this calcium factor?
Yeah, so calcium has been around in the news for a very long time, and there's been a lot of studies and research that goes back, you know, decades. And I would say in the 80s, when I was first starting, it was very much about high dosage levels, where we were trying to give people basically limestone, what we call carbonate form, which is the same stuff that's in the rocks. And we were basically giving that to lots and lots of human beings in big old tablets. And we found out in the late 80s that that was not a very good idea, that it actually had a lot of digestive problems, that humans were just not very good at digesting rocks, and that it was missing certain key cofactors, basically other molecules that really helped the absorption and utilization. You know, once it gets absorbed, there's another big part of the story of calcium about what happens to the calcium once it gets to the bloodstream. Because we've basically learned, you know, over the last 20 years or so, is that the research has gotten a little frightening, a little scary, in the sense that calcium going into our blood can actually calcify soft tissues like our kidneys or our joints or our artery walls. Mm-hmm. And when we look at plaque in the arteries, it's a lot of it is calcium. And so we're really trying to learn in modern medicine, we're learning a great deal about how the body regulates calcium. And it's a pretty complex process. Mm. But there are certain nutrients like vitamin K2 and vitamin D, and, you know, there's a certain other cofactor minerals like magnesium.
Yeah.
And these other molecules have a big role to play in making sure that the calcium gets deposited into the bones and teeth, and not into the soft tissue like our gallbladder or our kidneys or our artery surfaces. So there's basically been this long, almost decade-long trend where we're slowly learning from all the early mistakes, all the bad strategies that we had back when I first started. But yeah, it was all rocks back then.
It was all rocks. So with the advanced knowledge, has people now been having better bone scan results, you know, bone density wise?
Yeah. A lot of times they're using absorbiometry, like x-rays. They call it the DEXA scan, a dual x-ray absorbiometry trial or a test. And DEXA scans are now pretty common. And yeah, they've definitely shown that calcium, along with all the other cofactors, can really improve bone mineral density. And there's several strategies, but I think there's a lot of pieces in the puzzle. You know, for one, I want the listeners to know that if you have low stomach acid, you know, for instance, if you have a long history of reflux and you're constantly clearing your throat and burping, then you have a lot of gas and bloating and abdominal cramps, you know, these kinds of symptoms can often mean that you actually are not able to absorb minerals. Even if you're swallowing them in capsules, even if you're eating lots of broccoli and spinach and kale, and nuts and seeds, you know, all of these sources have to be digested. And so I just want to throw out a little caveat that one thing that can kind of interrupt the whole story of good bone mineral density health is if your digestive tract is unable to hydrolyze and absorb these minerals, and that requires good acid. So I just want to throw that out there, that it's important.
So what about the folks who have acid reflux, you know, and as we're told, too much acid, and so there's medication to counteract that acidity. What becomes the situation?
Yeah, a lot of the research on antacid drugs, you know, all these proton pump inhibitors that are really, really popular, these drugs are turning out to be really harmful for our bones over time, because lowering acid is really counterproductive when it comes to absorbing and digesting minerals, whether it's from a pill or a vegetable or a fruit or a meat. You know, we have to have digestive acids. And low acid is actually one of the big problems out there. So I urge people to do some research on the whole reflux quandary, because it truly is a lot bigger of an issue than what is led on to believe out there. I think reflux is kind of a hidden epidemic. And unfortunately, the treatment protocols that are out there are actually only designed for 2 weeks to 6 weeks total. They're not really designed for long-term use. And yet I see people on these drugs for many, many, many years. And very often we see all kinds of immune system dysregulation. We see higher incidence of certain infections. I mean, this is all actually well described in the clinical literature that's been performed by the very pharmaceutical companies that sell these drugs, so it's not controversial. But I will say that getting minerals into our body is certainly key. And a lot of Americans simply eat a diet that's very high in trans fats and corn syrup and cheese and bread, and very low in unrefined minerals coming from a broad variety of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and tubers and berries. lost that. And so at Garden of Life, we're trying to kind of bridge the gap and offer organic plant forms that are not made from rocks and that have tons of cofactor minerals like magnesium and silica and boron and dozens of other minerals, which is sort of like plants. This is what plants have always offered the human body. It's not just a pile of one mineral like a laboratory powder. That's not what food actually is.
You know,
but we're trying to go back to that.
We're trying to go back there. We're going to go right there just now. People usually associate calcium with milk. That's the only food that has calcium. Would you mind address that a little bit?
Dairy is a pretty excellent source of calcium. There's a lot of debate about how usable or absorbable the milk forms are. I think it depends on the processing of the dairy.
Okay.
So there's, and it also depends on the person, the individual digestive tract. I think some people can absorb the minerals out of dairy pretty efficiently, and other people get horrible, you know, digestive problems and immune system problems from eating lots of dairy. So I think it's a case-by-case basis.
Case by case.
For those that are not eating lots of yogurt and cheese and milk, or for those that maybe are and are lacking cofactors, because yogurt and cheese and milk traditionally normally don't have a lot of these cofactors, like vitamin K2 or magnesium. So that even if you're eating dairy, you may still be deficient or lacking some of the key molecules that are found in traditional diets, the way our ancestors ate, but are now refined out of our food.
Okay. Like young people, youths, can they develop problem with calcium absorption as well?
Oh, yeah, sure. Antacids are now prescribed to infants and toddlers. That's actually the fastest area of growth in that category of drug sale is toddlers and infants. So, we're seeing lots and lots of digestive problems at all ages now. It's no longer a disease of old people. It's now middle schoolers typically have lots of, you know, irritable bowel type of syndromes or occasional constipation or all kinds of skin issues and neurological symptoms that may very much relate to gut problems. That's one of the big frontiers of inquiry in medicine right now, in fact.
Wow. So one of the primary symptom of the calcium as well as, well, chiefly calcium, would be what? What would be a symptom that a person can look at and say, yeah, I got some issues going on with my calcium absorption? I know you mentioned about acid reflux.
Yeah, I would say reflux is a telltale sign. Also looking at things like muscle and leg cramps. That can be a sign of overall mineral deficiency, including minerals like potassium and magnesium. But typically, it's found that when people have low absorption of magnesium and potassium, they also have low absorption of all the minerals. It's like the whole digestive machinery is just not properly functioning at its optimal efficiency. We might be getting some minerals absorbed. It's not an all or nothing. But for many Americans, their levels of absorption are low, and they tend to have brittle fingernails, hair that isn't as lustrous. There's all kinds of effect to the bones, but that takes lots of time. And unfortunately, we actually don't see the changes that are slowly happening to our bones over the course of decades. Mm. Often we only see that when we get a scan or when we have some kind of big problem in our bone later in life. Mm-hmm. But the idea would be that we start giving people good minerals and unrefined, you know, not laboratory chemistry lab minerals, but organic whole food form with all the cofactors, and we give it to them earlier in their life before they've, you know, fractured a bone stepping off of the curb or something.
Yeah.
We want to prevent it.
So let's talk about what Garden of Life has done to take us beyond rocks and stones.
Yeah. Well put. Yeah, so we make two different products. We actually have our raw calcium.
Okay.
And that product, raw calcium, is also part of a system called the Grow Bone System, which is incredible. The Grow Bone System is actually, I'll say, it's probably the best defense against compromised bone mineral density that any vitamin company has ever put on the shelf.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay, so let's talk about the Grow Bone System, and then we'll talk about the raw calcium, or in any order you want to deal with it.
The raw calcium, I guess we can start with, because it's the main part. Raw calcium is made out of algae. It's a hand-harvested seaweed off the coast of Brazil that is certified organic and has been through a whole battery of testing, including by Harvard, actually. And it's amazing. It's really the only organic calcium raw material out there. I mean, literally, this company, AlgaeCal, Brazilian, if they went out of business, there would be no more organic calcium in the industry. They are unique. We love them.
Okay.
But AlgaeCal is the main source, and it has lots of minerals. There's, I think, 73 minerals. If you assay the plant, you get a whole bunch of minerals in the test. It's not just calcium.
Okay.
So we combine that with magnesium and more D3. Vitamin D is very important. And I mentioned vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
That one may not be as well known, but it's like the air traffic control. So vitamin K2 activates the binding proteins that drive calcium around. It's kind of like the guys with the big red glow sticks on the runway. It directs all the machinery into the proper place. And if you don't have vitamin K2, well, the research is heating up, but that may be one of the big problems with all the calcium research in the past, is that nobody knew about K2 back 20 years ago. Mm. And if you just flood the bloodstream with rock forms of calcium, it tends to stick to all these soft tissues and cause more serious diseases down the line. So I think, really, when anybody's listening to the show or wants to buy a good quality calcium supplement, even if they don't want to buy Garden of Life, which I always want them to, they should make darn sure, that whatever they are buying has vitamin K2 in it. And I would shoot for over 50 micrograms in a serving. That's, you know, I think some of these companies out there put pixie dust amounts just so it appears on the label, but it's nowhere near the clinically studied amount. I would shoot for at least 50 micrograms a day.
Okay. So earlier you mentioned back in the 80s we used to give calcium according to large dosage and so on.
Mm-hmm.
In the raw calcium, how much calcium are we looking at?
Yeah, it's right about 800 milligrams of calcium from the full serving, which is coming from four capsules. So it's about 200 milligrams of calcium in terms of elemental weight per serving. The plant form actually weighs more than that. So when I say 800 milligrams, that's just the actual calcium yield.
Right.
You know, you understand that when you digest the mineral, there's lots of fibers and other compounds that aren't the mineral.
Right. Okay. All right. 800 milligrams. So, like, folks who are currently taking calcium citrate or calcium malate and different things like that, where would they need to listen into this program and they want to try something new? How would you advise them?
Yeah, I would say that if they have compromised bone mineral density, you know, in other words, they're not just trying to prevent problems, they're already experiencing changes in their bones. For those people, I would recommend the Grow Bone system. And it's not a lifetime thing. You don't stay on it forever. It's actually 6 months. We do 6 boxes of the Grow Bone system. And after you're finished with the Grow Bone, the 6 month protocol, then you go back to regular raw calcium. And the deal with the Grow Bone system is that for 6 months, you're really loading up the strontium, a mineral, another mineral we haven't really touched on. But it basically is a rocket booster to drive the calcium into the bone. And it has a long track record. I mean, even Mayo Clinic has trials going back to the 1930s on strontium. So it's been well studied. Mm-hmm. But it's been left behind in you know, favor of all these newer, really expensive bisphosphonate drugs. And we're reviving what we consider to be a safer and superior option that has a long, again, a long track record of success. Mm-hmm. So we combine our organic plant calcium with a strontium product. And we never want you to take them at the same time because they compete for absorption. We'll never sell strontium alone. We don't really want people to take that unopposed.
Okay.
The Grow Bone system is really a product that came out of a lot of research. To be frank, we didn't even formulate it. It was actually formulated by a bunch of researchers at the University of Texas Medical School. When you saw that trial get published, and we already had 2 different calcium formulas on the market at that time. But when we saw that trial get published in around 2006, we thought to ourselves, oh my goodness, this is the best formula we've ever seen. We've got to come out with this on the shelf and just make this available to the public. And that's what the Grow Bone system is.
Okay, so with this Grow Bone system, it's a 6 month protocol, and in 6 months, regardless of what the bone density scan was to start, there should be some noticeable improvement.
I think we have like a file cabinet in our office in Florida that's now like full of letters and testimonials, including from all kinds of osteopaths. We've even had orthodontists write in to talk about the changes they've observed in people's jawbones. I mean, it is, I can say anecdotally, this formula does appear to work quite well.
So if you were to go from your memory, which of these experiences seem to stand out most amazingly to you from folks who have used this Grow Bone system?
Oh, boy. Probably that one. I was actually in a radio show in Wichita, Kansas once, and I had an orthodontist call in who had said that when he was in school, he was trained that you cannot remineralize the jawbone, that once you see thinning of those jawbones, that's it. There's nothing that can be done. And he was calling in to say that he had had his patients on the Grow Bone system seeing, and this is anecdotal, we don't have a published trial on this, I can't make a claim that it will be this for everybody, but that stuck in my mind as somebody who works in the field out there seeing, you know, consistent results across more than, I think it was like 4 or 5 of his patients. And he started recommending it and wrote in a whole thing to our company. That was one of the most memorable, probably, feedback instances that I've ever received. But honestly, I've received hundreds of people who have been, even in motorcycle accidents, who are trying to help their bone mineral density, or they're trying to help heal and give lots of minerals to their system in order to help knit new tissue and repair. Mm-hmm. I've seen it across so many different things. Mm. It's really one of our most popular and most commented and written about formulas of all time.
The Grow Bone system. 6 months.
Yep.
And you can go back to your regular calcium.
Yeah,
that's right. Awesome.
Yeah, I will always add, for those that are taking strontium, you want to tell the technician who's doing the DEXA scan, you want to make sure they're informed that you are using a strontium type of supplement, because it actually, there is a certain calibration. It changes the way the X-ray estimates the bone mineral density.
Okay.
So it can actually, you know, you just want to make sure that it's a well-known calibration. Most X-ray technicians would be familiar with this if they have experience in the field. But I would make sure that anybody's using any strontium supplement, there's quite a few of them on the market. We just, I think, have the best package in terms of the most complete formula that's really informed by the data at Garden of Life. But there's lots of them out there. And if you are using any of those, including ours, at the Grow Bone system, make sure when you get your DEXA scan, when you're having your x-rays done on your bones, make sure the technician knows you're using strontium and they can run the proper calibration. But yes, we typically see outright improvements in bone mineral density, meaning not just compared to their own trial from baseline years ago, compared to other people, meaning that a lot of times in these trials, you're looking at studies where they're comparing to a group who's losing bone. And so, you know, them halting bone loss appears very good because you're comparing it to the group that's losing bone. These trials that we used, they actually showed outright improvement. That was really the thing that made us jump up and down was when we saw the trials and the published results, it didn't just halt bone loss. It actually turned back the hands of time a little bit and seemed to actually mineralize the bone compared to their own previous scans. Pretty amazing.
Wow. So have you had bone specialists like an orthodontist and others who are buying into this grow bone system, recognizing it and recommending it for their patient?
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, it's pretty late in the game for us. We launched this product in 2008. I would say at this point, there's probably an army of chiropractors, osteopaths, orthodontists, obstetricians. I've seen lots and lots of people, including general practitioners, recommend the grow bone system to their patients. And again, you know, Garden of Life, as I say this, we're not allowed to make a claim that doctors are going to tell us that this is the thing. But anecdotally, yes, I've heard this dozens and dozens of times in my career.
Okay, that's wonderful. So for those listening out in radio land, Bruce, that perhaps, you know, kind of a little bit hesitant there, not sure what direction they need to take. The information sounds amazing. What would you say to that person?
I would say to, you know, do some homework. It's not as technical or as hard to access as they may think. You know, start with just gardenoflife.com and read about the product. I think we have quite a bit of information about the grow bone system. Maybe talk to people at your local health food store. Often they have heard testimonials and have some general guidelines on what to expect and how to use it. But I should say, this is not like pharmaceuticals. This is vastly safer than most pharmaceutical approaches.
Yeah.
A lot of these are not fundamentally new to your body. I mean, vitamin K, vitamin D, calcium, these are not fundamentally new entities. Your body is already made out of these things.
Right.
You know, so it's not, there's not a lot of really scary contraindications. If you're on blood thinners or certain hypertensive drugs like calcium channel blockers, you'll want to make sure you talk to a pharmacist before you go on any calcium regimen. But in general, I just want to say this stuff is very safe, and a lot of people actually feel better just mentally. They sleep better. When you're getting more minerals, it actually doesn't only affect your bone. There's a lot of other tissues and glands that are affected, including your mind and your brain and all these neurotransmitters. So I'll say there's lots of side benefits.
You know, most people have thought that calcium is only necessary for the bones. is there other tissue that require calcium?
Yeah, I mean, actually, calcium is about 1% of it is carried in our blood at all times. It's highly regulated by these glands, and it has a lot to do with your nervous system. I mean, keeping your heart contracting at a normal rhythm, keeping your joints from becoming calcified or having a lack of calcium. I mean, it's a structural component, so it's very involved in building keratin or collagen and building bone and building, I mean, all these tissues in our body need it. Unfortunately, it's one of those things that it happens so slowly. Deficiency doesn't just make you feel sick or nauseous the next day. It's over the course of weeks or months or years, your bones will slowly, very slowly, almost glacially start to demineralize. And over the course of decades, this can result in shattering of bones and easily fractured bones. And we're seeing lots of that in our older population. And I must say, I think sugar and sedentary lifestyles and, you know, lack of hydration. And, you know, there's lots of other factors here.
Lots of other factors.
Only calcium.
So, all right, Bruce, we do appreciate you joining us this morning. And we most definitely will bring you back on in January, as we've already settled on that date.
Well, thanks for having me, Peter. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Bruce. It's been a great show. Listeners, join us next week at the same time, and we will continue our discussion on health. That's great, Bruce.
Thanks, Peter.
Wow.
So,
that was good. Yeah, that was good. So don't forget January.
Yeah, I got it on my calendar, so my computer is going to remind me.
All right, sounds good. So we'll get back together. We'll look at it from another angle and so on and so forth.
Perfect. Yeah, we've got a big line, so.
Oh, yeah?
Regular thing.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. We can talk about something else.
Yeah, or we can continue on the bone. I mean, it's whatever you want. It's your show.
Yeah.
So
all
I'm
right.
flexible.
Can I have a number for you, contact?
Yeah, it's do you want my email address, or what's easier?
Well, just in case, at least prior to the program, we can decide, okay, we're going to talk about calcium again, or we're going to talk about...
Let's do email. My email is just my first initial, that's B for Bruce.
Yeah.
It's my last name, Topping, so it's B Topping, that's B-T-O-P-P-I-N-G, at gardenoflife.com.
Okay, at gardenoflife.com.
Yeah, so it's B-Topping for Bruce Topping at gardenoflife.com. And my name is not plural, it's just a singular. It's like an ice cream topping or a pizza topping.
All right, sounds great.
B-Topping.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great day.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.